الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. In the pursuit of excellence, one of the common themes that you'll find is to review past interactions. I'll give you a simple example. One of the things that professional athletes will do after any game is that they watch tape. What watching tape means is that they will replay the entire game, and they play it at very, very slow speed, and they will analyze what happened during the game in order to determine how they could have been better on any single play. In fact, I'll tell you that they do this even in high school. Even in high school, they have videographers. Sometimes when people try out for football, they may not necessarily make it to the team, but then they'll come to that person and they'll come to some people and say, would you like to be like a recorder or this or that, a videographer? It's one of the possible lists of people who are on the team. So this videographer, what do they do? Or any professional video person, if you go to a higher level, they're taking video of the entire game and they're focused on different angles and different players. And then what happens is, let's say Sunday's the game, Saturday's the game, then the next practice, they do what's called watching tape. Watching tape means what? Like they literally put that player, the camera angle that is relevant to that player, and then they watch the entire game. Or sometimes the coaches will select out various plays. And when they watch those plays, they don't watch to say you did this right and you did that right. They watch with the perspective of you should have done this or you should have done that. Now, I'll tell you that even without the tape, the best players, they run the whole tape in their head anyway. So for example, win or lose, but particularly if they lose, what they do is when they go to bed that night, even forget about bed, as soon as the game is over, in their mind, they're running the key plays. They're literally thinking, if I would have done this there, this would have happened instead. This is where I had an opportunity that I missed. And sometimes they'll even say, during the game, like, I wish I could have that one back. What does I wish I could have that one back means? I just ran this thing in my head, and I could have done it better if I would have had another opportunity. So they call it like running the tape. I don't know if that's a specific technical term that they use, but in my mind, like they're basically running the tape. And by the way, this isn't like restricted to sports. It's a constitutive. It's a general characteristic of anybody who's seeking excellence in anything. So for example, one of the things that'll happen for like a student who's taking a test, a real serious student who's taking a test. So they go in there, they take the test, and as soon as they get out of the test, they don't digest the test and move on. They're sitting there and processing the whole test. In fact, you'll see if you come out of any high school classroom, any college classroom, the top students, they huddle as soon as the test is over. In fact, they wait for each other outside the door, right? And then they sit around and they talk. Oh my God, what'd you say for that one? What did you think about that one? Oh, right when I got out of the test, 5 minutes later it hit me, I should have written that. Okay, so this is a characteristic of anybody who's seeking excellence in anything. And they literally say, like, oh, man, if I had five more minutes, oh, I wish I could just go back in and just fix that one thing. Why? Why are you worried about the test is done? Move on. No, because they want to be excellent in what they were pursuing. Even someone who cooks a dish, right? Sometimes somebody who cooks a dish, they're sitting there and running in their mind, next time I can make it, I'll put less salt. Or sometimes they make the same dish the next day because they want it back and it's easy to reproduce the next day, right? I would have put a little less salt. I would have done this a little bit differently. So this is the nature of people who are seeking excellence in whatever they do. They quote-unquote run the tape. Now, why are we discussing this? Because obviously we have bigger fish to fry. So this characteristic, in the parlance of tasawwuf and the pursuit of excellence, this characteristic has a name. It's called muhasaba. Muhasaba is essentially like an Arabic term that means to take account of oneself. Muhasaba means to take account of oneself. Now, what does that mean, to take account of oneself? It's exactly like running the tape. It means that as the person goes through their day, essentially in the, you know, the highest degrees of excellence, after every interaction, they take account of themselves. And they ask themselves, how could it have been better? So, for example, the person who really wants to pursue Allah and his deen, every time they interact with someone, as soon as they break from that interaction, they're going to start playing the tape of that interaction in their head. You know, I had this five-minute conversation with this person, and when we conversed, I should have said it this way. I shouldn't have said it that way. It might have been a bit harsh. It might have been a little too poignant. It might have been, I was just a tad loud. I should have maybe spoken a little more controlled. That this is the nature of how people think. Like, they break the interaction and they're not looking for the next interaction. They start replaying that interaction in their mind. Now, why is that important? Because without that replay, how will you ever get, first of all, how will you know what was wrong or right? And number two, how will you ever improve? Now, what's the purpose of watching the tape, by the way? When you run the tape, the purpose of running the tape is, number one, to identify your mistakes. Like, we're not sitting running tape to pat ourselves on the back. We want to win the Super Bowl, right? So the purpose isn't to run the tape to just pat ourselves on the back. The purpose to run the tape is so that we can become as good as possible. And when we run the tape, we're not just running the tape for the, you know, because we're just supposed to run the tape. No, we need to make minor adjustments. I should have thrown the pitch that way. I should have selected this pitch. So this is the attitude of the believer in every circumstance. So they talk to somebody, they break from that interaction, and now they're left with the tape of that interaction. And so now they're asking the question, could I have said this in a better way? Could I have turned and faced the person instead of being just at a slight angle to them? Could I have begun with a smile instead of a frown? So that's the tape that they're running. And again, what's the purpose? Twofold. Number one, let me identify where I could have been better. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And number two, I can change these couple of things because I have a paradigm that I'm trying to mold myself against, which is the sunnah. So let me make the intention that the next person I get a chance to engage, I'm going to engage in this way. This running the tape, muhasaba, again, I'm giving you just using common vernacular, but anyway, you get the picture. This muhasaba, this is essential to any person on the path of suluk. Any person on the path of achieving spiritual excellence or even excellence in their deen. By the way, no, like I said, no one can achieve excellence except that they're constantly running the tape. That's just the nature of how people become great at whatever they do. To show you how important this is, I've kind of hinted how important it is, but I'm just going to tell you that this one principle, muhasaba, this is the one of the secret sauces to all of tazkiyah. To all of tazkiyah. Now, what's tazkiyah? Tazkiyah means purification of the heart. We've talked many times about tazkiyah in the past. Many of our seminars are covering this topic of tazkiyah, but just very briefly, the premise is what? The premise is that in order for me to be able to embed the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my heart, I must expunge everything else that's negative so that the purity of the love of Allah can enter into my heart and can ignite it, which would then drive me to do all the things that I'm supposed to do, right? So this concept of purification of the heart and soul, so that we can eventually embed the love of Allah into our hearts, this is called tazkiyah. And if you recall, previously we've talked about different layers of tazkiyah. For example, one layer of tazkiyah, and I guess in this case it would be the first, is the shahada. Because through the shahada we expunge kufr, we expunge shirk, and now we purify our heart to receive tawheed and risala. Second domain of tazkiyah is sin, purging the heart of sin and the effects of sin. Third layer of tazkiyah is diseases of the heart, envy, its pride, etc., and purging the heart of diseases of the heart. Next layer of tazkiyah is bad character, right? Poor adab. So that's another domain of tazkiyah which we're trying to purge from the heart. Another domain of tazkiyah is, and the final one that we typically talk about, is to expunge the dunya, the material world from the heart, so that we can purify it and allow it to become, allow the love of Allah to embed itself in it. And we could give long, lengthy lectures on each of these different domains, but today what I'm trying to point out here is that each of these things that I just described, whether they be maintaining the shahada, or it be good character, adab, or it be diseases of the heart, all of these, all five of these domains, they require a consistent running of the tape. They require a consistent running of the tape. For example, you know, in particular, I'll say that we mentioned in the context of diseases of the heart that one of a couple things about diseases of the heart that are really important to appreciate is, one, they're lethal, and two, they're subtle. Lethal, because they can turn Iblis into shaitan. And subtle, because you can have them in your heart for decades or even a lifetime and never appreciate that that was there to begin with. Very, very subtle, very difficult to appreciate. Now, how are you going to pick up on the minute details of the diseases of the heart without continuously running tape? You know, I mean, if I think that I'm like God's gift to the planet, then I'm never going to be running the tape looking for the idea, the possibility that I could be Fir'aun instead. And how many of us are like, you know, we think we're like the biggest blessing to our homes, but we're actually, instead we're a Fir'aun inside. So that requires a continuous running of the tape until I constantly engage every interaction and ask myself, am I proud? Am I arrogant? Am I envious? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How am I going to identify these characteristics? Because like I said, they're exceedingly subtle. Now, it applies again to, it's also going to apply to adab. Right? Adab is what? Adab is the best way that you can interact in any particular scenario, cognizant of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching over me. So what behavior do I have to exhibit towards my parent in a particular circumstance or scenario? That's adab. What behavior do I have to exhibit towards my boss in a particular circumstance or scenario? That's adab. What behavior do I exhibit towards my neighbor in this particular circumstance? That's adab. Towards my kids, towards my spouse, towards the imam, towards my teachers, etc., etc., etc. All of this is adab. But how is a person going to be able to recognize when there's lack of adab, or where there could have been room for improvement if they don't run the tape? I have to ask myself after every interaction, did I take maximum advantage of that circumstance? Did I do everything possible, recognizing that Allah created that opportunity for me? But the only way to get there is to do muhasabah. The only way to get there is to do muhasabah. You have to run the tape. Now, we generally remind ourselves of this, particularly at the circumstances of istighfar. You'll have heard me many times say that our istighfar, well, first of all, you'll have heard me say, based on the sunnah, of course, that we should make istighfar consistently. For example, we know that the Prophet ﷺ would make in one narration 70 times istighfar, in another narration 100 times istighfar. I think the point that's being highlighted in these types of narrations is the abundance of istighfar, and that this should be done on a daily basis. But more specifically, one of the reminders is that it should be active, not passive. What does active mean? Active means that I'm actively going through my day, right? So let's just say that I sit for 10 istighfar after every prayer. Just whatever your habit might be. Some people do it in the morning, some people do it in the evening, some people do it after every prayer. We should just find some mechanism to keep it consistent in our day. So let's say, for example, that I have a habit of making 10 istighfar after every prayer. So now, when I sit for istighfar, for example, at Asr, then I should actively be playing the tape of everything that happened in my day from Dhuhr until Asr. I should literally say to myself, the last time I sat for istighfar, it was Dhuhr. 3 hours have passed since then. In those 3 hours, I'm going to run the tape. And as I run the tape, I'm going to say, Astaghfirullah, 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 every time I identify a place that I did less than what was ideal, based on the paradigm that I'm trying, based on the model that I've established for myself, which of course is the elevated and noble sunnah. So this is a characteristic that already has to exist. How can you make istighfar? How can we make istighfar if we're not even running the tape? What am I doing? I'm just istighfar otherwise becomes just like a bird. You can put a pair, you can put some computer, it'll just say istighfarullah, istighfar. Okay, 100 is done. That's not the point. The point wasn't to hit 100. Okay, maybe there's some benefit in that. I don't want to argue that point. But what was the essence of this? The essence of this was that I'm actively thinking about the mistakes that I've made. I'm actively thinking about how I could improve. I'm actively thinking about my book of deeds. And I'm using istighfar as a mechanism to erase the mistakes before the ink dries. That requires muhasabah. It requires a reflection on what I actually did and how I could have improved it. But even I would argue that like the true person of excellence is doing this 24/7. Every time something happens and they break from that scenario, they break from that circumstance, they're asking themselves, where was that little bit that I could have improved? Where was that little bit that I could have done better? Where was that tiny margin to just make myself one level higher? That has to exist in every believer. Honestly, it has to exist in every person of excellence. If you want to know if the person's excellent, this characteristic is missing. I don't care how talented the person is. They're not going to get to that level. Yes, they can get to, in the case of sports, as we started with, they can get to the NFL, but they're not going to win the Super Bowl. This characteristic has to be present, and you cannot escape this characteristic to win the prize. And it's interesting. By the way, just to summate this whole conversation, this characteristic is exactly what needs to exist for the person to be successful on the Day of Judgment. Because isn't that the day that the tape is going to be run anyway? Aren't you going to get the book of deeds? Aren't we going to get our everything's going to be recorded, and we're going to see, like, oh my gosh, everything has actually been quote-unquote taped, like everything has been recorded. And one of the statements that the people of Suluk will often mention, which I'm sure many of you have heard before, but they say, Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. This is just coming from the same idea of muhasaba. What is this? How does this translate? It's an active and the passive. Take account of yourselves, hasibu, take account of yourselves, qabla, before, an tuhasabu, before you are taken account of. Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. So here we're being reminded of just this simple thing, which is that I am going to be taken account of one day, I better take account of my, if I'm going to be successful on that taking of account, I better take account of myself beforehand to be prepared. Because otherwise I'm going to be blindsided. So like, watch the tape before the tape is shown to you. That's maybe the way we can think about it. So this is a characteristic without which tezkiyah is not possible. And success in the day of judgment will also be difficult. So every one of us should think about how we can embed this characteristic in our lives. It should, honestly, it should come inherently. Like I said, you don't need to tell any student, hey, at the end of it, it's funny because every class is the exact same. Every class is the exact same. You can stand, I challenge you, stand outside of the room after any test. Stand outside of the room, you'll see 1, 2, 5 students, wait for others to come out, and as soon as they come out, all they want to do is talk about the test. Most people are just like, let's get this thing done with, let's move on, you know, let's just flush the toilet and move to the next thing. But these few students, you'll find them in every classroom. They stand outside it, they wait for the next one, and then they wait for the next one, and they just want to talk the exam. And they'll all say the same thing. They always say, we failed. It's funny, the top student, after walk out of any test, they always say they failed. And you know what they mean when they say they failed. Obviously, they didn't fail. When they get the test back, they're the ones that get like 99.9. Why do they say they failed? Because when they run the test, all that comes in front of them is the one question that they're doubting. There were 20 questions on the test. They run the tape in their head. They have actually graded the test while they're taking it, by the way. They run the tape in their head. They can only see that they missed one decimal point on one question. So because they missed one decimal point on one question, they magnify that. It becomes so dominant over their thinking that they say, I failed, because they can't see the other 99.7% that was correct. Isn't that the attitude of the believer, by the way? Isn't that the exact attitude of the believer? They're giving sadaqah, but they're shivering because they're thinking about their sins. They're giving sadaqah, but their hearts are shivering because they're thinking about their sins, not thinking about the fact that they're giving sadaqah. Why are you shivering when you're giving sadaqah? Sadaqah is like one of the greatest things a person can do. It's a expression of a person's faith. It's a verification of a person's faith. What are you shivering about? They're shivering because they can't see the sadaqah. They can't see the 99.7% that they're doing right. They're just caught up in the fact that they're sinning. Now, of course, there's a greater dimension here, because they're also, more importantly than even the fact that they're looking at their sins, they're looking at the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they can see that there's nothing I have being worthy of being presented to Allah. But it's still the same attitude that exists in the person. This is the attitude of the people of excellence. And this is something that either we should gain, or we should sit with the people who have, or we should remind ourselves of, whatever it takes to get this engine running. We need to bring this into ourselves. Without muhasabah, without running the tape, istighfar becomes lifeless. The day of judgment will be exceedingly difficult. Tazkiyah becomes impossible. And reaching that level of excellence and improving ourselves, it just is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It requires running the tape. Whether we run the tape at the end of every interaction, or we run the tape in between prayers, or we run the tape once a week, or ideally, at least we should run the tape, by the way, once in a lifetime when we go for Hajj. It's interesting, you see that people tend to do this during Hajj. Hajj is such a powerful act that people actually do run the tape, right? They do then think about, I should have seek forgiveness from this person and that person, and I should have done this, and I should have done that. So now they're running the tape. So that's one of the great blessings of Hajj. But we should be doing this continuously. Every interaction is a test from Allah. And at the end of every interaction, we should be running that interaction in our minds and asking ourselves, where could I have been better? If that characteristic exists, tazkiyah becomes downstream. You just need to then know that I need to, this is the ideal that I set for myself. This is how I should have run the play. I ran the play this way. I should have run the play this way. And the improvement will naturally arise. Because you won't ever feel comfortable until that improvement exists. In fact, I'll even argue, you'll wait for the next opportunity so that you can actually express it. A true player of a sport, when they lose a game, they don't sit down on the couch and just feel bad for themselves. No, they run the tape and then they say, I can't wait till the next game. Why? Because I'm going to get my chance to fix all those mistakes that I made. Now I'm going to be able to express that improvement. I'm waiting for the next game. They're not running from the next game, they're waiting for the next game. So that's the attitude of the believer. Every interaction, they're analyzing, they're thinking, they're recognizing that it's being recorded, they run the tape in their mind, and they wait for the next opportunity to be able to improve themselves at that interaction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are able to review each and every one of our deeds. May He make us one amongst those who are able to analyze those deeds in order to appreciate where we have made mistakes and where we could have been better. And may He make us amongst those who are able to use those circumstances to achieve excellence in our deen and in our dunya. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.